8:30 now on Craig and Company at 96.5 TIC. Say, wouldn't you love to hear some lighter stories?
Yes.
Well, just so happens John Elliott is here with the lighter side of the news brought to you by Farmington Bank. Go ahead, John.
Does anyone remember the TV networks?
TV yes, network, ABC, NBC, and CBS.
And PBS.
Years ago, it became clear that Netflix and other streaming services would rule the TV awards season.
Right.
One mega producer by the name of Ryan Murphy, responsible for the highest rated shows on TV, from Glee to OJ.
On network TV.
The latest 911 series.
Oh, I love that show.
Well, 911 is on Fox, but his other stuff was on
Fox,
FX.
FX, yeah.
Yeah.
He signed a $300 million. Dollar deal to move to Netflix.
$300 million deal.
And now,
Fox let him go?
Now the woman who single-handedly
yeah.
propped up ABC TV, from Grey's Anatomy to How to Get Away with Murder to Scandal, that would be Shonda Rhimes.
Yes.
Is moving to
Netflix.
Yes.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Why won't the networks pay to keep these people?
NSYNC is reuniting.
And Snake is reuniting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't they just get a star on the Walk of Fame?
No, but they're about to, and
oh,
that's
okay.
why they're reuniting.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, John.
And now you know the rest
of
the
story.
No new music or a tour. They will all be there. Chris Kirkpatrick, Joey Fat One, Lance Bass, J.C. Chazay, and Justin, what was it?
John, you know all those by heart. You're not reading off copy. I know you're an Uber fan. It's fine.
Timberlake will all be there.
Yeah.
We bid farewell to Frank Avruch. Who is Frank Avruch?
I don't know.
Passed away at the age of 89.
Who is he?
He had a little TV show called Bozo the Clown.
Oh.
Oh, really? Was he the clown?
From 1959 to 1970, and in New England, it was one of the highest-rated TV shows around.
Okay, trivia question. Who was the first Bozo the Clown?
It was not him.
Very first Bozo the Clown.
For very funny
name. A short period of time.
Was it somebody famous?
Yeah.
Who?
And he went on to host his own children's show.
Very funny name.
Not the captain.
Bob Keeshan.
Are you kidding me?
Was the very first Bozo the Clown.
Captain Kangaroo?
Yep.
But not on the TV show.
I didn't know that.
No, on the TV show. He was the first Bozo the Clown.
I think Frank was the TV character, but we'll have to check it. Anyway, I know in New England that it was Frank, but we'll check it.
And that's funny because that's when clowns were kind of, he was a sweet clown, and then they later took on this persona of being scary.
Especially, what is that movie called?
Oh, It.
Oh, boy. Yes, once upon a time, there was a $1,000 bill.
Yes.
There are two left.
I've never seen one.
That's because there's only two of them left. And one of them was printed in 1863.
Wow.
And it is up for auction.
Wait a minute. I didn't think
you could. Is it legal tender?
You can't auction off money, can you?
Yeah. The bidding will open at $1 million.
Oh my God.
Can they bid on it because it's no longer in circulation?
Correct. It's
okay.
A collector's
item. Where's
the
other one?
I believe it's at the U.S. Mint.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
The New Hampshire Lottery Commission has replaced its new campaign, which is called Luck Yeah!
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
They're changing it to Win Time because...
It's luck, I swear.
Because people were bleeping out the L?
Yeah.
And
replacing it with
the F.
Yeah,
that's
different
great.
Letter.
That's great.
Spring cleaning your car. Here are some tips. Clean all the nooks in your car's upholstery using a flathead screwdriver.
I just like to use a switchblade and stab the seats. It's easier.
Clean your grill with a dryer sheet instead of a rag.
Okay, a used dryer sheet.
Clean your headlight with toothpaste.
What?
And don't forget to spray deodorant under its tire
wheels. Toothpaste.
Use Coke or Pepsi to clean the corrosion off your car
battery.
Well,
that I've heard before. I've seen that done before, yeah.
All right, we'll close with this one. Greg Barrett addressed the school board in Katy, Texas. The topic for the board meeting was, very timely, bullying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Greg talked about a student who bullied him in junior high back in the 1970s.
Oh, wow.
Barrett actually changed his name, Greg Barrett. His actual name is Greg Gay.
His last name was Gay.
Greg Gay. That's his name.
That's so why he was bullied.
And at the end of the speech, Greg revealed the bully back then was the guy sitting across from him, right then and there.
That
would be the current school superintendent.
No! What did the superintendent do?
Denied the whole thing.
Oh, you mean he didn't get up or she didn't get up and say, I'm so sorry?
No.
Stupid idiot.
As a matter of fact, the guy, it's this guy right here.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks for shopping.
You are listening to Greg and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.